Well, as I live, breathe, and collect the atmosphere, this is Hal Kelly speaking. Eddie Dowling was to act as master of ceremonies, but he had to go to the coast to make a talking picture, so I'm taking his place. A host of well-known Broadway singers and musicians are down here with me at the Neighborhood Settlement House on the Lower East Side in honor of a boy who grew up in this neighborhood and has since become very, very famous. I'm going to leave the introduction to the dear little old lady who has been in charge of this settlement house for the past 25 years, who has been one of the first to encourage and inspire him, Mrs. Graham.
Thank you, Mr. Skelly. And thank all you famous people who have come down here to help us in our great celebration. The man we've come to meet tonight doesn't need much introducing. All of us have sung the songs he has written, and we all know his name is Archie Gottler.
Hi, Archie. Folks, this is Archie Gottler. Archie, folks.
Well, thanks, Hal, and thanks, Mrs. Graham. I want to thank all you folks. I know that I'm just as happy to be down here as you are to have me down here. I want you to know that all the songs I write, that I'm thinking of you and of the happy days that I've spent down here when I was a kid. Thanks ever so much.
Mr. Skelly is going to take charge of things and introduce a program of music written entirely by our Archie.
Yes, sir. Now we have a group of songs from the first big talking picture review, the Fox Movie Tone Follies. Here they are, folks. Here's that. Here are.
I'm all a flutter, I'm a strutter when I'm walking with Susie. I'm never knowing where I'm going when I'm walking with Susie. She leads me, she feeds me beauty and charm. I'm woozy when Susie's holding my arm. My heart is bumping and it's bumping when I'm walking with Susie. I'm getting sappy, I'm so happy when I'm walking with Susie.
Take a little honey, add a smile of sunny. Who's the little honey that you baby? Take a bunch of rosy, add the cutest nosy. Who's the little rosy that you oh baby?
Yes, sir, B.
After inspection, I can see you for me. Take a bite for baby. Add a little baby. Yes, who's the little baby?
Ain't that something? And now Helen Rowland is going to sing One Mad Kiss. Bye, Archie. Bye, Helen.
I wonder if you miss me as much as I miss you. The night I let you kiss me, you promised to be true. What a night to remember. Oh, what a moment of bliss when you told.
life began all anew. I discovered it through one mad kiss. You said that you'd be returning, and I believed in you too. That's why I'm waiting and yearning. But where are you? We planned the happiest. What's left of our love is the memory of one mad kiss.
Oh, that's beautiful. And now a medley of Archie's biggest hits.
Oh, good.
Let's hear it. Mrs. Graham, to tell you a little story about how Archie started to write music way back in 1914 when he was still only a boy.
Archie was a boy of 16 when he came to me one day and very shyly told me he'd like to show me something if I wouldn't make fun of him. He took out an old piece of wrapping paper on which was written a song he had composed. I asked him to play it for me on the piano. Well, Archie did. And I was thrilled. I induced him to take it to a publisher. It was turned down several times, but finally it was accepted. And it was a hit overnight. Archie's first hit. The things that had inspired Archie were what we had tried to teach him down here. Love of his country and love of peace. The name of Archie's song was America, I Love You. I wish someone would sing it for me now.
Oh, they certainly will. Folks, we have a very prominent radio artist here whom you all know, but, well, he's under contract and we can't mention his name. But he's going to sing America, I Love You. And how he's going to sing it, Mrs. Graham?
America, I love you. You're like a sweetheart of mine. From ocean to ocean, for you my devotion is touching.
Proud of that song as you are, Archie.
And in case any of you don't know, that song has been written into the Congressional Records in Washington.
Yes, sir. And now, folks, we're going to hear Archie's latest song. The title is, If I Hadn't Been So Sure of You. Archie wrote it.
If I hadn't been so sure of you, I wouldn't have lost the sweetest love I knew. It serves me right, I guess. Why didn't I know? You seek other happiness while I neglected you so. I'll admit some things I did were wrong, but down in my heart I loved you right along. I wouldn't been alone tonight with nothing to do if I hadn't been so sure of you.
If I hadn't been so sure of you, I wouldn't have lost the sweetest love I knew. That love I knew, it serves me right, I guess. Why didn't I know? You seek other happiness while I neglected you so.
I'll admit some things I did were wrong, but down in my heart I love you right along.
Right from the start I wouldn't be alone tonight with nothing to do.
Great. Say, Archie, it's a sure hit. Well, I guess our time is up, but, oh, yes, I want to tell you folks listening in that Eddie Darling has gotten, well, several hundred letters from offers to help amateur songwriters. In fact, the mail is coming in so fast it's impossible to keep up with it. And he wants me to ask you all to hold back on sending any more compositions in for a short time till we've cleared up the manuscripts we have on hand already. The dance orchestra is about to start, and, hey, there's some mighty pretty girls here, so I'll be seeing you. Goodbye. Bye, Al.
Of the air, this is Monty Bryce speaking.